I am so glad that today is over. Just so, so glad. Oh, I am so tired. My feet, oh, they hurt so much. It's just, today was crazy. Of course it was crazy. It's Valentine's Day and I was working in a florist. Ugh, why did I let her guilt trip me into it? Because she's my mother and she's got a lot of practice. Ugh. Next year, I'm not going to say yes. Although I said that this year and last year and the year before that. I mean, it's not that bad. It's just one day, but it's Valentine's Day in the florist. So that's not just one day. It's like a year in a day. Oh, I'm sorry. I am so sorry. It's just, today. It's over. It's over. It's over. I have been freed from my torment, from my torture, from my punishment. Oh, that sounds so awful. That really does, because it's Valentine's Day and I love it. I do love Valentine's Day. I just don't like flowers on Valentine's Day. Not that I've ever gotten flowers on Valentine's Day. No, I've never been given flowers on Valentine's Day. I mean, you would think, being the daughter of a florist, that I would. But no, never. And I'm not bitter about it. Well, I used to be bitter, just a little tiny bit bitter. But now I'm not. I'm over it. And it doesn't sound like I'm over it, does it? Well, maybe I'm not. But I'm kind of sick of flowers, so I'm just, you know, letting it go. Just letting it go. Why are you even home, by the way? That sounds rude, but also, why are you even home? You should be on a date. A date? Why? Because it's Valentine's Day and you're gorgeous? Ooh, I know that's a lie. I absolutely know that's a lie. You definitely got asked out. You absolutely got asked out because... Nothing? Nothing! But, well, maybe there were a few interested parties who might have asked me if you were seeing anyone, and I said you weren't. So I was expecting for you to be out and not sitting on the sofa with my favourite pizza. Why do you have my favourite pizza? Oh, it's not just mine. It's half mine and half yours. Oh, that's so romantic. I'm kidding. Your face or your face? That was... You know, it's not too late. No, it's not. It's absolutely not too late. I could just make one telephone call and you will be out there on a date. And it will be romantic and... Really? Why? You are so... Oh, you are so annoying. No, not as annoying as working in a florist on Valentine's Day, but it's close. It's so, so, so close. Why are you single? Why are you single? Oh, no. You are not unattractive. Don't even try that. You are far from unattractive. You are very attractive. You are just gorgeous. Sometimes when I look at you, it's like looking at the sun. I don't know what that means either. Oh, I'm knackered. Ignore half of what I say and just listen to the other half. Like, you should not be single. Listen to that. Because you shouldn't be. Oh, no. We're not talking about me. We're not talking about me being single. I have my reasons for being single. No, we're not talking about me. We're talking about you. I don't care if you want to talk about me. I want to talk about you because you are my best friend, my absolutely gorgeous best friend, and you are single on Valentine's Day. That is crazy. Oh, you're picky. Well, of course you're picky. You can't just go out with anyone. You need someone special, someone thoughtful, someone who will appreciate you and take care of you and spoil you. You are wonderful. No, you are. No, this is in the half that you should listen to. You are wonderful and gorgeous and... I want you to be happy. You are happy. You could be happier. If you were with someone, you could be happier. Because you could have you could have someone to watch movies with. I know you watch movies with me, but that's not the point. Okay, fine. You could have someone to cuddle up to. We don't cuddle. No. You just fall asleep on me. That is not cuddling. No, I don't put my arms around you because we're cuddling. I put my arm around you because you're heavy. Well, no, you're not heavy. I mean, it's just, you know, it's, I don't know. It just happens. But that's not what we're talking about. We're not talking about us cuddling because we don't cuddle. We don't cuddle. You make this very difficult. Very difficult. But that's kind of your personality type. Oh, no. See, I'm realistic. Sometimes too realistic. No one in this world is perfect. And anyone who thinks they are perfect is not someone you want to be dating. You are not perfect. You are gorgeous, thoughtful, sweet, funny, smart. Too smart sometimes, just annoyingly smart. But you're also a bit blunt sometimes, a bit sarcastic, a bit lazy. Also, sometimes you're really late, just so late, and that is not lovable. But that just means that you're real. You are light and shadow. You are you. And you should be dating someone. Someone who makes you smile. Oh, I make you smile. You are making this difficult. You are making it so difficult. Oh. I just don't want you to be lonely. How could you ever be lonely with me in your life? You've got an answer for everything, don't you? You deserve to be loved. Of course I love you. As a friend. As a friend, which is very different from, you know, girlfriend love. No, yes, it does. Just because it has friend in it doesn't mean it's the same thing. Girlfriend and friend are not yet. You are. You got something to give me? Yay. That was mean, just a little bit. It's just, you're being difficult. When you're being difficult, you're unpredictable and what are those? Roses. No. Those are not roses because I know roses. I have been making rose bouquets all day. I mean, look at my hands. Because apparently roses with thorns are now fashionable. But also very thorny. Yes, they do look like roses, but they're made of paper. They're paper roses. You're giving me paper roses. Where did you get paper roses? You made them? Really? Actually, I can believe it because that one's a little bit misshapen. I'm sorry. I couldn't help it. No, don't take them away. I like them. I'm just a horrible person. I'm a terrible, terrible person who's very tired. Oh, they're lovely. No, I'm not just saying that. They are lovely. They're flowers. I mean, they're paper flowers, but they're flowers. I got flowers on Valentine's Day. First time. And I love them. I love them because they are... They're perfect. Thank you. What do you mean you're inviting me to dinner? Of course I'm having some of the pizza. I mean, that's my favorite kind of pizza. Wait, why are you wearing that? Why are you wearing that? That's your... That's your date outfit. And you never wear that. You never ever wear that, and you're wearing it. This is going to sound crazy, but no. I make you happy, right? And I make you smile, and we cuddle. Yes. And you just gave me roses, and you're inviting me to dinner on Valentine's Day. So, is this a date? And you're wearing your date clothes. So date. It is a date. It's a date. This is a date. This is a. Well, yes. You should be dating someone, but I didn't mean me. Well, yes, I no. Okay. No, I'm just this is. Yes, I would love to have dinner with you. Because it's getting cold. No, not because it's getting cold. I'm nervous, and when I'm nervous, I joke. I mean, you know that. You know me. You know me, and you want to have dinner with me on Valentine's. Is this a pity date? Is this because it's not a pity date? It's a date. A date. Where are you putting the emphasis in date? Is it a date or a date? What's the difference? I'm not quite sure. I guess what I'm trying to say is this a one-off, or is this the first in a series of dates? Hopefully the first in a series. So, what I'm getting from your answer is that you want to date me. You want to date me. You want to... You give me roses. And you're wearing your date clothes, and... I would love to date you. I would love to date you. Why am I emphasizing that word? That was you know, in the half that you shouldn't listen to, but you did. So I'll tell you after the pizza, because I'm suddenly a bit shy and nervous. In a good way. Because this is a date. And you know how I said that you're wonderful and sweet and thoughtful and annoying and well, that's because you are, and I like it. I like you, and maybe I want to date you. Which is good, because you want to date me, so we can date. And maybe there is something I should say. But pizza first, because I haven't eaten all day and I don't want to faint when we're getting to the good bit. The good bit. What's the good bit? Pizza! After the pizza, I promise. I absolutely promise, and you gave me roses. You gave me roses and you made them yourself. Oh, I love you. Roses. I love the roses. And yes, that was a very smooth recovery. Oh, shut up and eat your pizza. But slowly. Eat it slowly, because I need, I need a little bit of time. I'm worth the wait. Oh, bollocks. I am so in love with you. Oh, bollocks. Pizza?